Hey everyone, it's Walker. We are about a month away from Milton's new introductory script analysis class. It begins on March 8th. And this is the first time Milton's started a new class in a long time. So this is a great opportunity to get your foot in the door. And space is limited. Spots are filling up fast. So if you're interested, if you want more info, if you want to register today, just send us an email, questionsformilton@gmail.com. I will get back to you and we'll get you signed up. Welcome to I Don't Need an Acting Class with Milton Justice.
So, I want you all... Okay, I'm going to give you a line. What are you talking about? And I want you to come up with like three or four different actions that you're clear about and let the action inform how you say the line. Do you all understand what I'm talking about? I want you all to just play with the idea of how knowing what's going on, the clarity of what's going on, the clarity of the action that you're playing helps you. I had an interesting conversation with our new best friend, Chris Messina, today about how knowing what your action is clarifies for you and allows you to have colors of the action just because you know what's going on and that it frees you up. And so I thought it would be good just for us to play with that for a while. Because look, sometimes, especially in auditions, you are going to be the type that you are. And there's nothing you can do about it. There is no such, in other words, once in a while, you get to play something different. But most of the time, it's like people don't know what acting is. And so then you have to say, so what specifically what can I grab onto? I think what you can grab onto is seeing what something is about clearly, to help me with the impulse. Very few people have latched onto at the moment because they haven't read the definitive book on acting or listened to the definitive podcast on acting. So they haven't quite latched on to the idea that we're losing the vocabulary of acting and leaning towards a more usable vocabulary that helps us. I still think impulse is better than action, but I still think also just asking yourself, what's going on with this dude? What's going on with this dudette is just, you know, just more usable. Anyway, somebody grab at what this is and feel free to talk out what will help get you to that impulse before you say the line. You all know what I'm talking about. Do a JP.
What's the line? Any line?
The line is, what are you talking about?
Okay. All right. So let's start with the New Yorker. You're in my way. You're walking too slow. You're walking like a tourist. I'm trying to get on my way. I'm busy here. And you step in my way like I'm in your way. You're in my way. What are you talking about? So that's... that one action.
Mm-hmm.
Next action could be, it's a doctor or something giving you bad news. You've only got a couple of years at best, you know, with treatment to survive. It's the first you've heard of it. It's a shock. Okay, so they're telling me this. I'm in the office. I was expecting a clean bill of health. And they say, hey, you've only got a couple of years to live. And I'm looking at them and their lips are moving and I can't hear any sound. And I'm starting to just see everything look like vapory and wobbly, and I need to ask a question, and I am sorry. What are you talking about?
Okay. Don't rush so much. What do you think? Take the second one. What do you think is the impulse for that? Or the action for that?
I think if somebody gives me this kind of news, it's to change the outcome of what they're saying. I want to hear it different. I want to have heard wrong. So if I want to have heard wrong, if I heard something I don't want to hear, and I want you to say, tell me it's not true. That's my impulse. Tell me it's not true. I cannot accept that this is real for me. So tell me it's not true is what are you talking about?
But better. Yes, better. Yeah. Yes, better layered in better so that it's less of a performance of the action.
But, and more of an exploration, I felt.
Yeah.
I felt like I was going, I don't know what you were going to say, but I felt like it just opened it up for me like, wow, that's a big one. That's not one you just do off the cuff, right? That's one that merits a lot of what do I think? What am I feeling? What am I seeing? Okay, let's dial it back and try a third one. What are you talking
now,
about?
All of you, be very, very careful. The reason I had JP redo the second one is because the plot was overwhelming and slightly not believable. In other words, keep in mind that you need to have a sense of the size, which you just of your plot. You need to have a sense of the size of what you're talking about. In other words, you know, keep the bumper sticker in mind. The fact that you say it doesn't make it true.
So to make it simpler, let's do one where I am. The impulse is to flirt, to seduce. Oh, really? You didn't know I was going to. I'm sorry. You thought I had errands to run. I wasn't going to be available today. But I changed the plans. And you thought I was too busy? What are you talking about? Yeah. I'm glad I didn't premeditate the way it would come out, because if I did, it would be totally different. But it came out as more of a tease and less of a flirt.
I'll buy it, but the thing is, you know, I just want you to be careful, because, you know, keep in mind, I would say keep plots to a minimum, because we tend to go to cliched plots, and which are fine. We're not writers, that's not our job. But even so, we want to be able to believe them. I mean, if you look at audition material, it is an action that comes out of plot. And the fact that you have to believe the plot in order to come up with the action, in order to, for the action to be there, is just an important part of it.
Hey everyone, it's Walker. I just wanted to mention also to check out our website if you haven't already. IDon'tNeedAnActingClass.com. You can find a lot of stuff there. We're adding more stuff every day, and eventually what we're going to have is a subscribers only link where you can get access to bonus content like articles that Milton's written, videos, and full-length unedited classes, including behind-the-scenes footage that you wouldn't otherwise get access to. So you can sign up now, and you'll be notified as soon as all this bonus content is up and ready for you at IDon'tNeedAnActingClass.com.
I want you to begin to figure out what you need in order to get where you want to go. It's, you know, this is part of acting that leads me to say there are no rules, because you have to figure out what you need. A, you have to know where you're headed. So a lot of times it's a plot. If you look at the facts and the facts are the plot, then that's where you're headed. And there's something I am doing in relationship to this plot, but I have to believe the plot. You know, this is not a game show. I want you to talk out what you need in order to earn that line in that circumstance.
What do I need in order to earn the line? What are you talking about? Okay, I'm on a date.
Yeah, okay. And already, I'm bored. Already, okay. You're not getting it. Already, you're doing a grocery list where you're reporting something. This is where I'm trying to stop you.
But I'm still a little confused of the exercise. I'm trying to like create the circumstance in my head by saying it out loud.
You're not.
Okay.
When you say I'm on a date, I mean, it's like that date is the most boring date I've ever had in my life.
Okay.
You think because you say it, it's true that there is no date. If you say to me in that tone, I'm on a date, I know there's no date.
Okay. Oh my God. She looks beautiful. I mean, that hair, the way she has it back and the lipstick, I love red lipstick. It just looks so gorgeous on her.
Okay.
I mean, I
can already tell you're lying because you're going too fast.
Okay.
I can All tell right. you're lying because you're going too fast. And rather than seeing it and talking about what you saw, you're saying it, hoping to place it there. Do you all understand the difference between that?
So I'm supposed to see it.
Yes. Always.
Right. But how am I supposed to see it if I haven't created the circumstance yet?
Create the circumstance.
Okay.
I think I started us on the wrong path by building too much plot. I think when we jump into like an audition or a monologue or whatever we're doing before we do it, we don't end up building the whole world like this, right? We're already there. You have it. You're there, right? And I think what we talk out is maybe the thought or two before it comes out that'll get you right there. So I know you have this training. You know, you see yourself right in the place, right? You see her, right, whatever it is you see, you're in the spot. So maybe start like that.
I have to tell you, it's not how I envisioned it, JP, but once you started it, I thought that's really more useful. I try not to complicate a plot. It is more useful to sit there and to say, okay, I have one line of dialogue in this audition. And so how do I get to that without making it sound like I'm performing it? And I got to tell you something. This is something that I absolutely see all the time. I realize it all the time when I'm watching these bullshit TV shows I watch. There are all these actors, not the leads, but there are all these actors who'll have like a scene and they're totally believable. And I'm sitting there and I think, my God, I believe this is a woman whose child has been taken away from her. Or I believe this is a guy whose grandfather is dying. Or I mean, it's like you see this. And the thing about it is, these are people who send in a tape for an audition because nobody got it out of the house. And so the thing is, what is it that we need to do? It's all part of selecting and knowing that what I'm doing is living in this circumstance and playing an action. So that, I mean, that's the reason I said, you know, you need to figure out, what do I need? I mean, I look at it analytically and say, I'm a guy on a date. And so, okay, so the facts of my play are, I'm a guy on a date who wants to get laid. And I am responding to the line, sorry, I don't drink. Now, how do I make that believable? Part of my talent is figuring out what I need in order to make it believable.
Well, the first thing that came to mind was she picked this spot. You don't drink, but you're the one that said you wanted to go to this spot and it's all drinking. Why would you want to do that? Well, what are you talking about?
Okay. Build it a little more. As an example, if somebody says, let's meet for lunch tomorrow. And so they said, no. I know exactly where we're going. We're going to Joe Allen's. And it's specifically for a reason that we go to Joe Allen's. And that's something that they've chosen. And I know the event that when they said that's where we were going for lunch. So now, okay. Now I'm sitting at Joe Allen's, which is a theater bar. And I'm looking at somebody that says, I hate actors. And I'm thinking to myself, what are you talking about? I mean, oh my God, I'm telling you something. I almost just knocked over a glass of water because I gesture too much. But okay. You see what I mean? So no, this is what I'm trying to break you of doing. What I'm trying to break you of doing is making facts lifeless. Every fucking word that comes out of your mouth as an actor has to be alive.
Okay.
And when you say she chose this spot, you have now, when you said it, it's lifeless. And because, in other words, you're missing the opportunity to have an event that gives me an action.
Okay. So what I'm doing right now without even thinking is trying to visualize where I am and her talking to me.
Talk it out.
But when you say talk it out, I feel like I start adding plot and then you're like, whoa, don't have plot.
Look, darling, I don't care if you add plot as long as it is bringing you to life. Plot that's boring. I'm telling you something. You're the sort of person who I say, so tell me, what is that book about? And you look at me and said, well, the world ends. And so the only people that are left are these migrant workers who happen to be underground in Peru. It's like the world ended and it was nothing. The world ended and they're underground and you know, they have three heads, which is weird, but do you know what I mean? It's like nothing has. What I'm trying to do is to get you to come to life, you know, and I know where you're comfortable.
Where's that?
There.
My voice?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, where what you just said, that's where you're comfortable.
Okay.
I mean, you build stuff like that all the time. Whether it's my father, the alcoholic, or whether it's this, it has this kind of tone. In life, you have this kind of energy that's bubbly and this kind of thing. But when you work, you don't go there.
Okay.
And so what we're trying to do just so happens. It's not what I set out to do. But I'm trying to get you to break through that.
Okay.
All right. We'll continue this journey. I didn't hear from our landlords today. I've asked for a concession. They're raising our rent. We'll see what happens. All right. Nice to have met you. Good luck in life.
I Don't Need an Acting Class is created and hosted by Milton Justice. Producer is me, Walker Vreeland, and director of online media is Evan Sollers. Music is by Jeffrey Keezer, and for more info on Jeffrey's work, you can go to jeffreykeezer.com. Please subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can find us online, idontneedanactingclass.com. You can also follow us on Instagram, and you can continue to send your questions to Milton at questionsformilton@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you back here next week.